Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Launch with Flow podcast. In this episode, we're going to explore what the concept of launching with flow means and looks like, because it's a question that I get asked about a lot. Before we jump into the episode, I'd love for you to take a moment to reflect on what the word flow means to you. Now, the dictionary definition for flow or flowing means proceeding smoothly or easily. Long, smooth, graceful, and without sudden interruption or change of direction. And abounding or having in excess. And at its core, launching with flow means that you're running your launches for your services, your courses, your programs in a way that feels easy, feels fun, and it feels in alignment for you. Now, there are a number of core principles to launching with flow, and we're going to explore those now. Now, the first one is that you're using your menstrual cycle and the changing energies of the different phases of your cycle to your advantage. Now, we're going to dive deeper into this in the next episode and in a number of episodes because it is a core part of the Launch with Flow philosophy. So if you've never heard anything about it and you're interested to learn more, you are in the right place. Now, as women, we have a monthly cycle or thereabouts. And across that cycle, our hormones, our estrogen, our progesterone and our testosterone, among others, but those are the main ones, they rise and they fall. And it's with that ebbing and flowing of the hormones that our energy changes, our ability to concentrate, our motivation, our verbal skills, our confidence, our extroversion, all of that changes across the month. And when you understand what's going on within your body and where you are within your cycle, you can start to use the ebb and flow of those hormones and those different phases to your advantage. So that's going to look like doing the higher energy activities of your launch in your follicular phase and your ovulation phase. These are the phases where you have more energy, your verbal skills are peaking, and you've got more confidence. And in the lower energy phases of your cycle, your luteal and your menstrual phases, creating more space, allowing more room for creativity, for downtime, for rest, for the inspiration to flow. As I said, we're going to dive deeper into that topic in the next episode. So if you'd like to learn more about that, make sure you stick around for that one. But the key here is understanding your cycle and planning for it and using it to your advantage in your launch. Now, the second philosophy of launching with flow is planning. And if you're groaning a little bit right now, I get that. Planning does have a little bit of a bad rap. But my take on planning is quite different. When I talk about planning, I'm talking about creating a set of activities and tasks that help you be really clear on what you need to do to take you where you are now to reaching your launch goals. You and your team know exactly where to focus your time and energy each day of your launch, so you're focusing on the right tasks, and you're able to be really intentional with your time and your energy. No running around the internet trying to do all of the things. You're clear on exactly what needs to be done, by who and by when, and that is where you focus your time and your attention. And when those things are done, you get to go play, have fun, hang out with your kids, hang out with your friends, go to yoga, whatever that is for you. But having that plan creates more space and more freedom in your launch. The next philosophy of launching with flow is having the right support around you so that you can stay in your zone of genius. Now, if you're early on in your business journey and your launching journey, you may still be doing this business thing alone. You may not have built up a team, and that's totally fine. but just make sure that you are aiming towards having that support around you. That could be practical support, like having a launch manager, an ad specialist, someone to help you with the tech, a VA who might be scheduling up your social media, whatever that is for you, allowing people to come and support you and take over the tasks that you don't need to do, that aren't your zone of genius, that feel hard and feel difficult for you, so that you can focus on the things that you are good at, that is your zone of genius, for showing up, for connecting and engaging and building relationships and making sales. And the next part of having the right support around you is to include support for your mindset and for your energy, because those are just as critical for your launch success as the practical side of things. Having that support is crucial to making sure that you keep going, that you stay high vibe, and that you reach your launch goals. So don't forget about that side of things as well. The next philosophy of launching with flow is supporting your body, your mind, and your soul with rest, self-care, exercise, and fun. Because burnout is not a badge of honor. Trust me, I've been there and it ain't fun. So creating a launch, and again, this comes back to having that plan, creating the space in your business, in your life, to make sure that you are taking care of you first is so important. Your health and you are your number one asset. And burning out and hustling hard is not going to get you to where you want to be in the longer term. So make sure that you're building in those things to take care of you. Maybe it's a daily nap. It's one of my favorites. Perhaps it's going for a walk or going to yoga. Maybe it's weekly or monthly massages. Maybe it's having dance breaks during the day. Whatever that is for you that makes you feel good and keeps your vibe high, make sure you're building those into your day and into your launch plan. And the last principle of launching with flow is choosing a way to launch and a launch strategy that feels right for you. Now, every business coach or mentor out there will have their way of teaching launching, which is totally fine because that is usually the way that they have learned to launch and has worked well for them. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I want you to know that every single strategy will work in the right conditions and for the right people with the right skills. But not necessarily everyone is going to be able to execute the exact strategy their mentor or coach has and get the same results. So I'm giving you permission now to use your discernment, to trust your intuition, to know what works for you, and to choose a launch strategy that feels in alignment with who you are, how you like to show up, and where your skills are at. Because when you choose a strategy that feels good and it feels easy and it feels fun, you'll carry that energy into your launch. You won't be feeling the resistance and having to force yourself to do something that you really don't want to do. And launching is going to be so much easier. So choose a strategy and a way to launch that feels right for you. So that is a very brief introduction into what launching with flow looks like. And if it sounds like something that you would like to learn more about, to embrace and embody in your business, please make sure that you hit follow in your favorite podcast app so you can keep up with all of the next episodes. So a quick recap on what we covered in today's episode. Launching with flow is launching in a way that feels easy, fun, and in alignment. You're using your menstrual cycle and the different phases to your advantage. You're planning your launch so you can be intentional with your time and your energy. You have the right support around you, both the practical and the mindset and energetic. You're supporting your body, mind, and soul with rest, self-care, exercise, and fun. And you're choosing a launch strategy that feels in alignment for who you are and what works best for you. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode, where we're going to dive deeper into understanding our menstrual cycles and those four key phases and what they mean for business and launching. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you'd like to get your hands on my free training, The Fundamentals of Launching with Flow, head over to lauraandorder.com/launch to sign up. See you on the next episode.